Salvation inspires you to new prayers.
All who have accepted Christ as their beloved Savior and trust in Him continuously experience a basic change in their life. This inner change can be seen by a better behavior. They are no longer under the yoke of sin, but have received a new life from God and have become His children. It is not important to feel this change in a dramatic way, swimming in waves of joy. It is enough if you truly believe that Christ has taken control of your whole life, that He is faithfully leading you and is keeping you in all your ways. Christ's salvation creates in you a strong desire for prayer, praise, and thanksgiving to God, who became your Father through Christ Jesus. Your sins of the past no longer separate you from Him. You are now clean because the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for you. The Spirit of God guides you to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Your prayers will no longer be empty repetitions or traditional liturgy, but a direct conversation with God. You can tell Him about your troubles, mistakes, and fears, and He will answer you in His holy gospel. You are no longer alone, because Christ incorporated you into fellowship with the great God. The Holy One is no longer far away from you, unknown and frightening. He is your Father, caring for you, understanding you personally, and protecting you in His providence. There is no greater change possible in your perception than this. God, the Creator and Eternal Judge, is my Father. For that reason, be thankful to Him, and let your heart be filled with joy and worship, because the Holy God shows Himself merciful to you, the sinner, and forgives you all your sins and cleanses you with the precious blood of His Son. Therefore, your heart and tongue may sing with the Psalm of David, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion. He satisfies my desires with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle's." God, in His favor, has put a new song in your heart. You are giving thanks for His great salvation. Is there a continuous melody of praise to God in your heart? Do you thank Him for His love, patience, faithfulness and kindness which was revealed to you in Christ? Meditate upon the spiritual blessings which God has given to you in your Savior Jesus. Don't withhold thanksgiving, for the acceptance of salvation changes your life, and the words in the Bible become real to you. As it is written, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." We can testify with millions of believers that since our hearts were cleansed by the blood of Christ, the Spirit of prayer has been poured into our hearts. We are certain that our Heavenly Father listens to all the words of His children. He will not neglect one single word. He always answers our prayers if we are in harmony with His will. We have a direct connection with God. Let us thank Him for this privilege. We pray that this truth might be revealed to you, so that you may experience the deeper meaning of salvation, the power of faith, and joyful thanksgiving.